Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim, Yerziv Kahagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Zayin tells us a mafkid peres etz chaveroi, a person deposited produce by his friend. So here we have Reuven going on a business trip, and he takes a bunch of his apples and deposits them by his friend Shimon for safekeeping, for watching. Now Shimon doesn't put them in their own section of the storage house. He just mixes them into his apples, and whenever he wants apples, he just takes from his big pile over here. And when Reuven comes back, he has to return him apples, and the question is how many? As we learned in the previous Mishnah, there's a certain rate that produce gets ruined over time. Mice eat it, worms get to it, so on and so forth. So how much does Reuven get back? And that's what the Mishnah tells us. Harezi yotzei lechasroinos, Reuven can take away chasroinos, the decay and things that get ruined. He doesn't have to return the exact amount that was given to him. Now, how much is he able to be mitzi? How much is he able to subtract from the amount that Reuven gave him? Lechitin l'oirez. If it was either wheat or rice that was deposited, tishachatoi kabin l'kar, it's 9 half kabin per kar that was given. L'sa'arim l'daychan. If it was barley or millet, tesha kav l'kar, it's 9 full kav per kar, l'kusman l'zer pishton, and if it was spelt or flaxseed, shalish sa'in l'kar, it's 3 saw per kar. And a kol fi amida, a kol fi azman, everything has to do with the measurement that was given and the amount of time it was given for. Meaning, these numbers that we just gave are per amount per year. So let's say, for example, Reuven deposited 2 kar of barley by Shimon for a full year, 18 kav would be able to be taken out. Let's say he deposited 2 kar for 2 years, so 36 kav would be able to be taken out, so on and so forth. However, Amar b'yachem v'nui, argues, what do the mice care? They eat the same amount whether there was a lot deposited or a little. Rather, he only subtracts these chasronis based off of one kar. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if Reuven deposited 5 kar worth of barley with Shimon, just because there's 5 kar, that doesn't mean the mice say, oh, let's eat more because there was more deposited. They only eat 9 kav per year. And so therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, only 9 kav would be able to be subtracted. Again, we're using the example of barley, and that's even if more than one kar was given. Rabbi Yehuda is really addressing a different case. If he gave a lot, if the measurement was a lot, he's not able to subtract chasroinos because they become more. Now, specifically referring to him depositing grain during the dry season and coming to pick it up in the wet season. Now, in the dry season, the grain is obviously dry and it's more compacted, so there are more kernels that fit into this volume measurement. Let's say the volume was a kar, we're going to have a lot of kernels in there. And even though, yes, mice will eat some of it, since he's coming to pick it back up during the winter, where there's a significant amount of moisture in the air, now the kernels expand, they become puffier, and so Shimon could still fill up a kar measurement to return Reuven his grain, and even though he received a kar and he's giving back a kar, there's actually fewer kernels in here, because as we just explained, when he got them, they were compact, so there was more kernels, and now when he's returning them, they're expanded, so there's fewer. Even though he's returning them with the same measurement, he's still not losing out on anything. Moving on to Mishnah Ches with something similar, Yotzi Lo Shtos L'Yayin. He subtracts a 6th for wine. Namely, he's given wine to watch and he mixes it with his wine. When Reuven comes to pick his wine back up, Shimon subtracts a 6th from the amount that he received. Where Rabbi Yehuda, he argues and says, Chaimesh, it's a 5th. And the reason for deducting wine is not because the mice eat it, it's because it gets absorbed into the barrel. Now, going on to talk about oil, Yotzi lo shloishes lugin shemen lameya, he subtracts 3 loig of shemen per 100 that he receives. Loig umechta shmarim, a loig and a half is attributed to sediment that falls to the bottom, and loig umechta bela, a loig and a half is attributed to getting absorbed into the barrel. Now, Im Hayashem Mizukok, if when Reuven deposited his oil by Shimon, it was already refined and there wasn't sediment and it didn't have pieces floating around, so any Matsula Shmarim. Shimon's not allowed to deduct the Shmarim. And Im Hayukankanim Yishanim, if the barrels were already old, so they already had absorbed their oil, any Matsula Bela, so he can't subtract the amount of absorption. Now, Rabbi Yudaimer, he tells us a similar halacha, Afa Mechashem Mizukok Lchaveri Koy Mesashana, also a person who sells refined oil to his friend throughout the year. In other words, we have a guy who sells oil and somebody comes to him, plunks down a bunch of money, and says, I want to buy refined oil from you, and I'm not going to take it all right now. I'm going to pick it up as I need it. The customer has accepted upon himself a loss of a lug and a half of sediment per 100 that he buys. Basically, if he buys 100 in advance, and he's going to be picking up these 100 lug throughout the year, he's actually only going to be able to collect 98 and a half and not a full 100, because if he had bought a whole barrel of 100, he would lose 1.5 lug due to shmarim, and so he has accepted this loss upon himself as well when he's picking it up over time. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes and Yod. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.